What can you see around you? Talk with me. What do you see?
Mountains.
You can see mountains around you. And how old are you?
24.
Can you say again?
24.
You're 24. And where are these mountains? Which country, please?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know? Do you know where you are at this moment?
Europe.
You're in Europe?
Yes.
Okay, if you could talk a little bit louder. Do you have a name, please?
Michael.
Say again?
Michael.
Your name is Michael?
Yes.
Okay, you're Michael. What is your family name, Michael?
Stewart.
Say again?
Stewart.
Michael Stewart. Okay, Michael. And how old are you?
24.
You're 24. Whereabouts in Europe are you? Can you focus and tune into which country you're actually in at this moment, Michael?
Austria.
You're in Austria. And what is happening around you?
I'm on a horse.
You're on a horse. Michael, do you have to work?
Yes.
And what do you work as, Michael?
In the army.
You're in the army. Can you tell me exactly the year, please?
994.
The year is what, please?
994.
994. Which army is this that you are in, please?
The Crusades.
You're in the Crusades. Tell me, are they happy or sad times?
Sad.
They are sad times. Are you fighting?
I will be.
You will be. Are you trained?
Yes.
Do you have family?
Yes.
And tell me about your family, your parents' names.
Mary is my mother.
Say again?
Mary is my mother.
Mary is your mother, and what about father?
He's not there.
Say again?
He's not there.
Has he passed over?
Yes.
What did he pass with?
Crusades before me.
The Crusades before you. Wow, this is interesting. My history of this period is not brilliant, folks. So we'll just see how we get out. Do you manage to succeed in this army and come out without being killed?
Yes.
Okay, now, do you live to continue this life after the Crusades?
Yes.
Do you get married, Michael?
No.
You stay single?
I do.
Is this by choice?
Yes.
Can you tell me about why is this the choice?
Didn't meet a woman I liked.
Okay, Michael, what we're going to do is take you up now to the passing, your death, in this past life, painlessly communicating with me and telling me about this. What happens to you, Michael?
Died of old age.
You die of old age naturally. And how old will this age be?
84.
You live till 84. Is this correct? Michael, I'm going to close you down now. I'm going to close you down in a peaceful state of mind.
This section is for the analysis and the post-mortem.
Never met you before. I'm delighted to meet you. Any ideas what you might have been, who you were?
Yes.
You do? How do you know? Talk to me.
Because I was listening while you were talking to someone using my vocal cords, but it wasn't me.
So somebody was using your vocal cords and it was not you. Thank you. That's interesting. Krista, is that correct?
Yes.
In a past life, you were a boy.
That doesn't shock me.
My history lets me down on this time period. You were 24 years old. You're in the Austrian army. You were in the Crusades in 994. I can't comment much on this because my history doesn't... I'm being very honest with you. Your parents' names were Mary... Sorry, Mary and your father passed over in the Crusades before you. You actually lived to old age. You actually lived out your life naturally in this past life to the age of 84. When we first made contact with you, you could see mountains. You were on a horse. You worked in the army in the Crusades, and you were going to fight. You lived on after the Crusades. You never married because you never met a woman you liked.
Yes.
Well, listen, we're going to move on. Krista, M, the year 994 in Austria, this is your past life. Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a lovely round.